again, they travel for most of the day in the hot, relentless sun, stopping occasionally for short rests in the shade of a temporary shelter they throw up for that purpose. That night, they reach a small oasis with a pool of water and a few palm trees. They set up camp there. "I'm starting to feel some sore leg muscles. Better get a good night's rest. Dawn comes early." After a restful night, they once again set out at dawn. Around 10 o'clock, they cross a river, stop, and take a short swim, and then continue on their way. Around 2 o'clock, the wind starts to pick up. "Wow, the wind's really getting strong. I can barely keep my eyes open because there's so much sand flying around. We'd better put on our sun goggles and put scarves around our faces. That flying sand is starting to sting." "Agreed. Everyone stay close together. I could swear this looks like a sandstorm starting to build." "Guys, I'm starting to get afraid. Let's tie ourselves together with a safety rope." They humor her and do so. The sandstorm continues building in strength until there are 70-mile-per-hour winds. The sand is so thick that it blots out the sun. They continue trying to walk forward, but the wind begins to gradually blow them off course. They inadvertently begin heading north without realizing it. The sandstorm continues for 5 more hours before finally subsiding and dying away. "My God, I've never been in the middle of such a violent sandstorm before. Yuck! I feel like I have sand in every pore of my body. Let's set up camp. I'm totally exhausted after fighting against that wind for so long." "I'm with you. I couldn't walk another foot. I'm almost too tired to even bother pitching a tent." "Ditto. I'm so tired and sleepy. Let's just fall down and crash for a few hours." And she does exactly that. "Well, I guess that settles that. Let's set up the tents and get some shut-eye. Dee has the right idea." Dez and Ellie set up the tents, crawl into their sleeping bags, and go to sleep. Dez wakes up around 4 o'clock in the morning and looks up at the night sky. Dez takes out her compass. "Darn. Our only compass is damaged. The needle's bent. It doesn't work. Well, there's the Big Dipper, so that must be the North Star. So that way is north. So that way should be west. So that's the way we head out in the morning." Ellie rouses from her sleep. "Oh, Dez, what are you doing up? Couldn't sleep?" "I just found out our compass is broken. That means our navigation could be off for the rest of the trip." "That's not good. There aren't that many landmarks in the desert. A few degrees off our course and we could end up miles away from where we think we are. Should we tell Dee?" "No, we'd better not. She's liable to panic, and then who knows what she'll do." They go back to sleep, and everyone wakes up at dawn. They pack up everything and head out west-southwest, or as close to it as Dez can estimate. Dee follows blissfully, ignorantly along. "Okay, we should be at the westernmost point of this leg of the journey. We need to turn southeast at this point." "Lead on, Dez. We're right behind you." "I've got a pebble in my hiking boot. Let me go sit on that rock over there and get it out." "Okay,